The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, November 20th, 2016, is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word of the prophecy written in this scroll." May the Lord bless the reading of this, his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Revelation chapter 22, 1 through 7, New International Version, Sunday, November 20th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Included below are Revelation chapter 22, verses 8 through 10. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Revelation chapter 22, 1 through 7, and Revelation 22, 8 through 10. Revelation 22, 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well that he could give her living water, a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. See John chapter 4, verses 7 and 14. Jesus told his disciples that he was the life. See John chapter 14, verse 6. One throne is present in heaven for God and the Lamb, Jesus, the Son of God. And life-giving water flows from God and the Lamb, just as Jesus said to the woman and to his disciples. No one can live long without water, and we depend totally on God for life, both physical and spiritual. The water that God gives is pure as clear crystal. So the water God gives is perfect for helping us maintain our spiritual health and eternal life. Revelation 22, 2. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. If we picture this scene in our minds, the river is in the middle of the city, and it runs through the trunk of the tree of life, and the saints are permitted to eat its fruit. The tree provides a variety of fruit in an orderly, regular, and dependable sequence to provide food for life and leaves for healing. All of our basic needs are provided by God. God gives us the opportunity and responsibility to drink of the water He provides, eat of the fruit He provides, and heal our diseases by the leaves He provides. If we do not use what God has so richly bestowed upon us, we will be thirsty, hungry, and spiritually ill. Revelation 22:3. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. Those who want nothing to do with the believer's way of life will not be forced to live with them, and believers will not be forced to live with those who despise their way of life by the way they live. God has prepared a place for believers and a place for those who reject God and the way of life God offers to all. Jesus said He was the way. See John chapter 14, verse 6. God promises in the Revelation that believers will no longer suffer from the words, works, and persecution of unbelievers. As we focus our attention on God and the blessings He offers us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we feel inspired to love and worship God more and more. Revelation 22:4. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. If we follow Jesus, we will see the face of God, and the face of Jesus, who now lives within the heart of every believer. Jesus said, "Whoever has seen Me has seen the Father." John 14:9. Jesus will write His name on our foreheads because we belong to Him, and we rejoice in the knowledge of that fact. Everyone will see the name of Jesus whenever they look upon one another. The name of Jesus means God is salvation, and the name on our foreheads will proclaim the truth to all forever. The salvation of each person does and will depend on Jesus each moment of eternity to the praise of His name. Revelation 22:5. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. In this world, night is needed for rest and the renewal of our minds and bodies. In the heavenly city, with our renewed spiritual minds, and later with our resurrected bodies, we will not need night. Night might also symbolize darkness and the fears that sometimes accompany spending time in darkness. There will be no more darkness or fear. No evil ones will be at work in the night, and no sins or evil deeds can be done under the cover of darkness, for all will be in God's light, and God will rule over all in the light of His truth. Revelation 22:6. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent His angel to show His servants the things that must soon take place." The words of the Lord God are trustworthy and true, and God so watched over His angels and His prophets in the Bible that what He revealed through them and what the biblical writers recorded can be trusted and is without error. Jesus ushered in the last days with His crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to heaven. In the light of eternity, the redemption He promised of heaven and earth will soon take place. Revelation 22:7. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. Jesus is coming soon, and these days of trial and trouble may indicate He is coming very soon, within the lifetime of this generation. We can focus on and rejoice in this hope in our days of difficulty as we pass through various ordeals. We can be happy and rejoice if we trust in and obey the words of Jesus as he spoke to the seven churches. Jesus challenges each person to conquer, in many cases, to conquer themselves, through loving, trusting, and obeying Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Revelation 22, 8 through 10. Revelation 22, 8. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. Throughout most of the Bible, the angels are so glorious and mighty they inspired human worship, as in the case of John here. But God's angels always told those who would worship them to worship God. What the angel revealed, John both saw and heard, and the content of the revelation John received inspired John's worship of the true God. Revelation 22, 9. But he said to me, "Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your fellow prophets, and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God." Both the angels of God and the apostles rejected the worship of men. Satan wanted Jesus to worship him, and Satan wants people to worship him today. Demons create idols for people to worship instead of worshiping God. Those who are the true servants of God, who keep or obey the words of the Bible, worship God only, and tell others to worship God only. The entire New Testament encourages the worship of God the Father and Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb on the throne. The Holy Spirit helps us worship the true God rightly. Revelation 22:10. Then he told me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near." After Daniel received a vision, he was told, "The vision of the evenings and mornings that has been given you is true, but seal up the vision, for it concerns the distant future." Daniel 8:26. The distant future referred to the coming of Jesus Christ. John was told to do the opposite, so everyone between his day and the second coming of Jesus Christ could read the revelation he received and study the mysteries it revealed. As the book of Revelation discloses, the time had come for opening seals and revealing mysteries, and Jesus was worthy to open the seals because he had fulfilled God's purpose of redeeming his people through him. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." Revelation 5:9. These people make up the Christian nations and kings that will enter the holy city after it descends, as described in Revelation 21. Likewise, John is told not to seal up his scroll, or book, but to make it available for believers and unbelievers to read in order for them to be encouraged or warned before Christ came again. The time is near that was revealed to John came nearer after Jesus rose from the dead and descended into heaven. The time is near for all who believe in Christ Jesus, for Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. The Christians who have gone to heaven when Jesus came for them have joined together in the holy city, the bride of Christ, that will descend from heaven as John described in Revelation 21. The time of Jesus' coming was nearer for all of the apostles who died a martyr's death than it was for John the Apostle. The time of Jesus' second coming is nearer for us than it was for the Apostle John. All those who say they follow Jesus Christ need to be prepared for His coming whenever and however He comes. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Read John chapter 4, verse 10, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. What did Jesus say He would give to the woman that He will give to everyone on the new earth? Why is this gift important? 2. Read Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. How does the old earth differ from the new earth? 3. Read Revelation 22, verses 1 through 2. What facts might the two different gifts from God symbolize on the new earth? 4. Read Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, and Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. What are some of the benefits that believers in Jesus Christ will enjoy on the new earth? 5. What do these verses in the book of Revelation teach us about the words of God and the Bible? International Bible Lesson: How God's Words Are Trustworthy and True. Sunday, November 20th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Revelation 22, verse 6. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent His angel to show His servants the things that must soon take place. God, from His throne, and the angel God sent to John, declared that the words of God are trustworthy and true. See Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. God's words are trustworthy because God always does what He promises, and in the future God will accomplish all that He promised about Jesus coming again. God's words are true because they reveal reality as it is, though not always as much as we would like to know about reality. God reveals the reality of God and the reality of the universe, but not exhaustively in the Bible. God's words are true. Therefore, God's words fit together in ways we can think and talk about and have good reasons to believe. Because God is trustworthy and true, God's words are true. They reveal the best way for people to live, morally, spiritually, and physically. God has fulfilled all of His prophecies regarding the first coming of the Lamb who now sits on the throne of God. Revelation 22:3. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he prophesied, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Those who listened to the prophecy of John the Baptist prepared themselves to meet Jesus. John the Apostle recorded the words of God and the angel so people could prepare for the second coming of the Lamb of God. Before Jesus comes again visibly, He comes for believers when they die. See John chapter 14, verse 3. Someday, Jesus will descend from heaven as God promised John and us in Revelation. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.